He would look at her as if he wanted to say,
I love you, and I know you love me. I could marry you and be happy, but my heart is already promised to God.
But he never said anything, and she always went away. Each day she grew a little sadder. I knew he wanted her, but he would not disobey God. He believed he had to become a missionary, serving God alone for the rest of his life. Miss Oliver's father liked St. John and would be happy if St. John married his daughter. I decided to try to convince St. John to marry Miss Oliver. I thought St. John could help the poor with Miss Oliver's money in England. Instead of traveling so far away into the East. My chance to talk to St. John came one November evening when he visited me at home. He saw a drawing I had done of Miss Oliver, and he could not stop looking at it. I could give this drawing to you if you would like it, I said gently.
She's so beautiful,
he said, still looking at it.
I would certainly like to have it.
She likes you, I am sure, I said bravely, and her father respects you. You should marry her.